Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Alan Yokota, in memory of his father, Mr. Warren Takeo Yokota.
Our speaker this morning is Reverend Mieko Majima of Kapa'a Honganji, who has asked that her talk be read. What do you think of the word sutra? Do you think the sutras are philosophical lessons and must be difficult to understand? The Buddhist sutras are the oral teachings of the Buddha. Thousands of years ago in India, when they did not have a writing system, certain families were selected to memorize valuable things. In this way, these people could accurately convey history, rituals, or sutras. First, father to son, or teacher to disciple, and then the disciple became the teacher, and so on. So in ancient India, people got together every month and listened to the Buddha's story. And there were always remarkable monks, Bhānaka or storytellers, who conveyed a variety of Buddha's stories precisely to the people, just like ministers chant sutras in modern days. Billions of people in the past heard the sacred name, the Buddha. Why do the tales spread widely and timelessly? Because the Buddha left us a critical message to help us navigate our life. The Buddha's followers decided to record stories of the Buddha in the ancient language Pali. My favorite Jataka tales are in one of the sutras and talk about Shakyamuni Buddha's previous lives. Before he was born in Lumbini as a prince, Shakyamuni Buddha had many forms of life. He was in the cycle of life and death. Sometimes he was a human. Sometimes he was an animal, such as a monkey or a rabbit. And worst of all, once he was an evil being. Let me introduce the story of Shakyamuni Buddha's previous life from the Jataka tales. This story is depicted in ancient murals and tells us that Shakyamuni Buddha's journey of Buddhahood began in a distant mortal life. When I look at the wall carvings of the Buddha's life at archaeological sites, I can feel how much people respected and missed the Buddha. I can almost hear people chanting. Well, once in time, a young man named Sumedha was born into a noble family. He was very educated and possessed knowledge and wealth inherited from his ancestors, but he embarked on a training journey, surrendering all his unimaginable wealth to the people. He began to live as an ascetic in the mountains, and thanks to his training, Sumedha gained the mystical power of flying. One day, Sumedha used his magical powers to fly over the Himalayas and saw many people in a city called Rammaka. Among them, he saw golden lights and soon realized that a Buddha was emitting rays from his body in that big crowd. Sumedha could hear his name, Dipankara Buddha. He thought, it is unbelievable to see the Buddha. Not only that, now he even knows the Buddha's name. How grateful I am. I saw the Buddha while I am alive. Sumedha could hear his heart beat with joy. Dipankara Buddha stopped at the temple in the city with his disciples. Meanwhile, people in the neighboring town decided to invite Dipankara Buddha. But unfortunately, roads were damaged everywhere from the previous flood. People gathered and discussed the repair and cleaning of the road. When Sumedha walked into the town, he saw that people were cleaning. So he asked the people in the town, are you going to have something special? What are you cleaning the road for? The people proudly replied, Dipankara Buddha will pass through here, so the road must be clean. Sumedha was surprised to find that Buddha would be in town. Sumedha thought, how wonderful to know the Buddha's name, and not only see the Buddha, but I may be able to meet the Buddha. I must clean the road, thought Sumedha. People knew that Sumedha had magical powers. He was famous for it. Relying on his magical power, people asked him to clean a flooded area. Of course, Sumedho was happy to help. Then he came to think, restoring the robe with magical power does not show my sincere respect for the Buddha. What should I do? I want to clean the road somehow. Yes, I will use my body to clean the road. Sumedho carried soil or dirt and threw it into a flooded area, and then carried another batch of soil to the flooded area. Back and forth, he kept working on the flooded area. But water covered large areas, and his job did not go well. Soon after, the Buddha appeared in the town with his disciples. People threw flowers to honor the Buddha. Many people and Sumedho had worked very hard, but the road was still very muddy. As he saw the Buddha almost walking into a messy puddle, Sumedho cried in his mind, "Please do not let the precious Buddha walk in the mud." Then he untied his long hair, laid his clothes on the muddy water, and lay himself down. Sumedho decided to lie still and muttered in his heart, "Please step on my back and cross over to the other side." Lying on the ground, he made a vow to himself, "One day I will burn down my desires, reach the point of enlightenment like Dipankara Buddha, guide all people, and take all of them on a boat to rescue them from the ocean of darkness. One day I will surely achieve it." Dipankara Buddha noticed the young Sumedho, glanced at him, understood everything instantly, and praised him with his golden shining smile. "This young aspirant has now made a great vow to abandon himself. He will be a Buddha. In the distant future, he will become a precious Buddha named Gautama Siddhartha." Dipankara Buddha and his disciples tossed flowers on Sumedho. Suddenly, 10,000 deities came down from the sky and stood in front of Sumedho. They rejoiced and praised, "You determined to be a great Buddha. All signs of Bodhisattva appear on you now. You are the one who becomes a Buddha." Sumedho understood the deities' dialogues through Dipankara Buddha's wisdom, and he realized that the Bodhisattva's path is to learn 10 kinds of paramita and follow the Buddha Dharma. More deities gathered with incense and flowers and praised Sumedho. He then walked with certainty onto the Bodhisattva path. In this way, after being born as Sumedho, his reincarnation began to become a great Buddha, Gautama Siddhartha. The Jataka tales depict numerous reincarnations of Shakyamuni Buddha, and he was a Brahmin monk, a king, a bodhisattva, and animals like an elephant. He undertook good deeds and practices, and Gautama Siddhartha was born. From the tale, you might get the impression of old fables and fairy tales. Still, there are many hidden lessons to us, and when you decipher the Jataka tales, you will find the reality of our life, the truth of our nature, and the Buddha mind in contrast. Dedication for others, benefits for others, are valued, especially in ancient times. Entrusting yourself to the Buddha was considered a noble act. 7th century Chinese monk Xuanzang traveled to India and brought sacred writing back to China. When he entered an ancient city, he saw the festival of donations. A king of ancient India made a grand donation, and this donation was a reproduction of the Jataka story, which is the life of Shakyamuni Buddha, who dedicated everything to help others. In the history of humankind, who live in the defiled world, benefiting others was the ultimate sacred act for the people on the Silk Road. They have lived through difficult environments in the desert and sought peace and ease of mind from the bottom of their hearts. Of course, it is the same for modern people. We seek the land of bliss too. We too aspire to be born in the land of ultimate joy. Jataka tales indeed contributed to transmitting the Buddha's heart. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Majima, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 29th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Cindy Alm. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Alan Yokota, and our speaker, Reverend Mieko Majima of Kapa'a Honganji Mission, and our speaker, Susan Morishige, who graciously volunteered to do the vocal presentation of Reverend Majima's message. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Tomo Hojo of West Kauai Hongaiji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.